Instead, he reached out with his left hand, and, as his dark master had done to the first Jedi killed on this spot long ago, gripped his opponent about the throat with the Force. Still smoking from the lightning attack, the young man jerked abruptly into the air. They faced each other across the ruined hut, neither touching the ground.
"Kill me,"
gasped the Jedi,
"and you destroy yourself."
The apprentice laughed gloatingly, a hideous sound that bore little relationship to anything made by a human throat. Summoning his lightsaber, he activated it and threw it at the stricken Jedi. The blade went through the Jedi's right shoulder and deactivated when the pommel hit flesh. The Jedi arched his back but didn't cry out. Savoring the moment, the apprentice unhitched one of the other lightsaber hilts from his belt, ignited it too, and impaled the Jedi again. Over and over he stabbed the Jedi Knight until there were no more hilts at his belt and the ground beneath his victim was stained deep red. Still, the Jedi lived. A flicker of annoyance spoiled the moment, but then he remembered that there was one more lightsaber he hadn't used. The Jedi's own. Snatching it to him, the apprentice ignited the blade, drew his arm back, and stabbed the Jedi Knight through the heart. That did the trick. The body dropped to the ground inert, and the apprentice allowed himself to stand properly on the soil. The dark side throbbed through him. He was the living embodiment of power. Tipping his masked head back, he crowed in triumph like a feral wolfcat.
"I never wanted this for you,"
whispered a hollow voice out of the shadows. He spun, lightsaber back in his hand, and lit in less time than it took to think about it. Someone else stood in the hut. A man with long dark hair and a Wookiee sash down his front. He looked at the body of the Jedi Knight on the ground, grief and loss in his eyes. The apprentice went to strike him down but stopped, recognizing him as the man from Two Visions, the father of the boy who had been taken, and the man he had glimpsed over Nar Shaddaa.
"I never wanted any of this for you," the man said. "I'm sorry, Galen."
Rooted to the spot, the apprentice stared as the Jedi Knight turned to walk back into the shadows.
"Father, wait!"
The voice burst out of him, unfiltered by hideous deformities or the strictures of the mask. Suddenly, he was the boy again, whole but alone, standing abandoned in the bloody hut.
"Father, no!"
The Jedi Knight walked on without pause and vanished into the shadows. Collapsing to his knees, the apprentice lowered his head and screamed.